Okay, we're starting Hilchos Shigagos today. Again, when it comes to these sections of the Rambam, a lot of these korbanos we've covered in, to some extent. So we're going to be familiar with a lot of the terms, but the Rambam's going to obviously go into a lot more specifics. Shigagos refers to actions that are done, sins that are done in an inadvertent manner. And as we all know, the centerpiece of this is the Korban Chatas, also the Asham and things like that. So first, Rambam says, there are five positive commandments. Zeo right? So number one, that a individual should bring a korban chatas when he goes ahead and commits a sin by accident. So the second one is called asham tole, and that's when a person brings a korban because he's not sure whether or not he committed a sin. And the third one is the third one is he brings a korban asham for something that he know he did, that he knows that he did. The fourth one is he brings a korban for sins that he did. And when he does so, so if he's wealthy, then he brings an animal. Or if he's poor, he brings a bird or a what do you call flower. And that's called the Korban Olav Yored. And finally, Shiakribu HaSanhedrin Korban. Sanhedrin brings a Korban Imto if they made a mistake. And they passed in something like halacha from one of the areas that are stringent, which they were wrong about. Okay, so first, the Rambam lays out the general klal in Parak Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Kol over b'shkaga achatz mitzvos lo saaseh. So what's the formula? Anyone who violates a accidentally any command, any negative prohibition, where there's an action involved, where the punishment would be kares if you did it on purpose, this person must bring a korban chatas. It's a positive commandment to bring this korban chatas for that which he accidentally did. Any sin which someone gets kares they did it purposely for, he must bring a korban chatas, doing it accidentally, except for three sins. One of them is Megadeth. So Megadeth is where someone is curses out God. Mevatal Mila, someone who doesn't do circumcision. The Korban Pesach and the Korban Pesach. HaPesach Vamila, so the Korban Pesach and circumcision, Neshe Mitzvah Saseh, they're positive commandments. V'chatas im Mevinin El HaShigas Lo Saseh. But a chatas you only bring on some doing when you violate a prohibition accidentally. Shnemar Achas Yikom Mitzvot Hashem Mashal Tazena. But Megadeth, why that one? Neshe Imbo Maiseh, there's no action by that. Shnemar Lo'oseh Bishkaga Yotza. Who does it inadvertently? Yatz Megadeth, it excludes the Megadeth she'im b'masa. There's no action. The fikah therefore makaval avodazar b'loa. Let's say someone accepts an idol as his god. Afishu chayv kares, even though technically he's chayv kares. Imaya mazed if he did it purposely. Niskal he gets skila. Imkibel b'shkaga, but if he does it, if he accepts it accidentally, pater min a korban. He doesn't have to bring a korban. Lefishalo asa ma'isa, no action was done. V'nemar ba'asosa achas. It has to be where there's an action involved. So in all situations where someone who violates an Isra gets kares, except for these three situations of kares that we've explained, if an individual violates one of them accidentally, maybe chatas kavua, he brings a fixed korban chatas, except for a chutz mitamish achal kodesh, except for someone who's tamei who eats a korban, the tamish and nichnas the mikdash, or someone who's tamei who enters into the base of mikdash, shishneim, those two people, aimavin chatas kavua, they did not bring a chatas kavua, Ela korban olav yorah, rather this other kind of korban, the olav yorah korban, kavosh yisbarah, as the Rambam is going to explain later. Okay, lachadal, we're going to get into a long list now. Chatas kavua, okay, so this chatas, this fixed chatas, he abam in a behemah levad, it only comes from an animal. The korban olav yorah, and this other type of korban, who korban she'eno kavua, it's not fixed. Ela imaya asher may be chatas behema. So in the second kind of korban olav yorah, if someone's wealthy, he brings an animal. Vimaya ani maybe ofa asir soifa, and if he is what it called. If he's poor, he can bring either a bird or he can bring a flower offering. So what do we learn after this? So the chatas kavua cases, where someone who does a sin accidentally and he brings this type of korban, there are 43. Okay, so there's a few of them, a lot of them are sexual in nature. So habal imo, so someone who has sexual relations with his mother. Habal al im ishto, someone who has sexual relations with maternal grandmother. Habal im ima, someone who has, habal im ishto, someone who has sexual relations with his wife's mother, Abal Imima, someone who has sexual relations with his maternal grandmother, Abal Imavia, someone who has sexual relations with his paternal grandmother, Abal Bito, someone who has sexual relations with his daughter, Habal bas bito, someone who has sexual relations with his granddaughter. Habal bas beno, someone who has sexual relations with his son's daughter. Habal bas ishto, someone who has sexual relations with the wife of his the daughter of his wife. Habal bas bita, someone who has sexual relations with the daughter of his daughter. Habal bas beno, someone who has sexual relations with the daughter of his son. Habal achoso, someone who has sexual relations with the sister. Habal achoso shehi bas ishis aviv, someone who has sexual relations with the sister that is the daughter of the of his father's wife. Habal al achos aviv, someone who has sexual relations with his the sister of his father. Habal achos imo, someone who has sexual relations with his mother's sister. Habal achos ishto, someone who has sexual relations with his wife's sister. Habal ishes aviv, someone who has sexual relations with his father's wife. Habal ishes achi aviv, someone who has sexual relations with the his father's brother's wife. Habal ishes beno, someone who has sexual relations with his son's wife. Habal ishes achiv, someone who has sexual relations with his brother's wife. Habal ishes ish, someone who has sexual relations with someone married. Habal nida, someone who has sexual relations with someone, a woman who's a nida. Hashochim zachar, someone who has sexual relations with another male, meaning male with male. Habal aviv, someone who has sexual relations with his father. Habal achi aviv, someone who has sexual relations with his father's brothers. Hashochim ben behema, someone who has sexual relations with an animal. Aisha shemeviya leah as a behema, a woman who invites, so to speak, an animal to have sexual relations with her. Nimsu kol krisus shevarayos eshrim v'shalosh. So there are 23 situations of sin that you get kares for. In, of a sexual nature, if you did them purposely. Vishara ve'er shvasre, the remaining are 17. Ve'lahin. Ha'oved avod azar v'maiseh, someone who worships an idol with an action. Hanosim mizar l'molech, someone who gives one of his children over to Molech. Bal ov, bal yidoni v'maiseh, so these are two situations of divining through false means. Ha'machal shabbos, someone who violates Shabbos. Osam lachim yom kippur, someone who does melacha yom kippur. Ha'ochel v'shosim yom kippur, someone who eats or drinks in yom kippur. Ha'ochel nosar, someone who eats leftover korban. Ochel chametz pesach, someone who eats bread on Pesach. Ochel chilev, someone who eats forbidden fats. Ochel dam, someone who eats blood. Ochel pigle, someone who eats a korban with the wrong intention, that was done with the wrong intention. Shochet kachim chutz lazara, someone who slaughters and a korban outside the base of mikdash. Hamala korban chutz lazara, someone who brings a korban outside the base of mikdash. Hamefateh meshem and mishra. So now, what do you call this? Gets into the issue of someone who prepares the special oil that was used for korbanos. Hamefateh meshtoris, someone who prepares ktoris, and then asach meshem and mishra, someone who anoints himself with the oil that's used for the base of Mekdash. So these are the 43 sins that if someone does one of these accidentally, he brings a chatas kavua. So what korban does someone bring when they do this accidentally? So im shagav avodah zara, so if someone accidentally performed avodah zara, maybe eiz bashnos shnaso lechatas. So he brings what he called a female goat in the first year of its life. This is what it says in Shlachacha. Doesn't matter who did it, if it's a regular person or a king or a kohen gadol, everyone is equal when it comes to this shkaga of avodah zara. Alim shagag v'achas mishar bar mishtayim, before the 42 others. Okay, if someone did any one of these accidentally, imaya hejot, maybe se'iras izim, onikeva, minakvasim. So if it's a regular guy, so then he goes ahead and brings either a she goat or a female lamb. And this is one of the normal chatas brought in by the average Joe. If it's a king, if he does one of these 42 accidentally, maybe sirasis and chatas. So he brings a goat for chatas and kohen mashuach, who, if it's the kohen mashuach, the kohen who, let's say, leads everyone out to a kohen who's anointed, maybe parben bakar lachatas, he brings an ox, what he called for chatas, and it's burnt, as the Rambam describes in those halachas. And finally, in Parak Aleph, halacha hey echad yachid sheshaga v'achas meilu o meruvin. Okay, so it doesn't matter if what it called one person shogig with these or many. Shnei mar tor achas yelachem la'osa b'shgaga. Okay, so what do we mean? Anshi medina sheshaga. So let's say people of the city were over in Isser accidentally. V'damu shayom chol. And for instance, they thought today was a regular day, but it turns out Rehu Yom Kippur was really Yom Kippur. V'kulon achlu v'asim malacha. And everyone ate and did malacha. Maybe every one of them brings two chatas, kvasos or siros, whether lambs or goats. If all of them made a mistake, the tiro of avodah zara, and they were burnt sacrifices for avodah zara. Kol echad ve'echad mina ovdim, every individual of those who worship the idol, maybe eiz bashnas al chatas. Each one brings a goat in its first year as a sin offering. Okay, we'll stop here because the next parak is kind of long. Have a good Shabbos, and we'll pick up parak beis after Shabbos. Shabbat Shalom.